Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Broadcom, a global technology leader that's crucial in the semiconductor and infrastructure software industries. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Broadcom is known for its strategic acquisitions and focus on maintaining a strong market position. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and confirmation bias influence their decision-making, particularly when it comes to mergers and acquisitions?
Overconfidence is a significant factor in Broadcom's approach to acquisitions. The company's leadership has repeatedly demonstrated a belief in their ability to integrate large, complex companies into Broadcom's existing operations successfully. This confidence can drive bold moves, like their acquisition of CA Technologies and Symantec's enterprise security business. However, it also carries risks if the anticipated synergies don't materialize. Confirmation bias can come into play as well. Broadcom might selectively focus on information that supports their belief in the success of these acquisitions.
And this overconfidence can influence investor sentiment too. When Broadcom announces a new acquisition, investors often react positively, expecting the deal to drive growth, even if the full implications aren't immediately clear.
Exactly. The narrative around Broadcom's acquisition strategy has become part of the company's identity, leading to positive feedback loops where investor optimism pushes the stock price higher, reinforcing the belief in the company's prowess.
Now, let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Broadcom. The tech industry has faced significant scrutiny regarding DEI, and Broadcom is no exception. How does this play into behavioral finance?
Broadcom's approach to DEI, like many tech companies, is under increasing scrutiny from both the public and investors. From a behavioral finance perspective, this can be seen through the lens of social proof and the growing demand for corporate responsibility. Broadcom needs to demonstrate that they're taking DEI seriously, not just as a box-ticking exercise, but as a core part of their corporate culture. Failing to do so could lead to reputational damage, which might affect investor confidence, particularly among those who prioritize ESG environmental, social, and governance factors in day.
Investors are increasingly factoring in DEI when making investment choices. If Broadcom is perceived as lagging in this area, it could impact their attractiveness to a broader range of investors.
That's right. Broadcom's challenge is to balance their focus on technological and financial performance with a genuine commitment to DEI, ensuring they meet the expectations of both their workforce and their investors.
Moving on to global markets, Broadcom operates in a highly competitive and rapidly changing industry. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Broadcom's global strategy is centered around its ability to scale and adapt its technologies to meet the demands of different markets. From a behavioral finance perspective, their approach to market adaptation can be seen as a way to manage risk and uncertainty. By diversifying their product offerings and entering various global markets, Broadcom reduces the impact of market-specific downturns. However, this also means they need to be acutely aware of local regulations and consumer needs, which requires a flexible and responsive approach.
And this adaptability is crucial in the semiconductor industry, where technological advancements and geopolitical factors can rapidly shift the landscape. Broadcom's ability to navigate these challenges while maintaining their market leadership is a key factor in their continued success.
Exactly. Broadcom's focus on staying ahead of technological trends while being mindful of regional differences allows them to mitigate risks and capitalize on opportunities across different markets. However, it also requires them to be vigilant about changes in global economic conditions and industry dynamics.
Now, Let's compare Broadcom to other companies in the industry like Intel, Qualcomm, and Nvidia. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Broadcom's strategy of aggressive acquisition sets it apart from companies like Intel and Qualcomm, which are more focused on organic growth and innovation. Broadcom's investors are often looking for returns driven by strategic deals and market consolidation, which contrasts with the innovation-driven growth seen in companies like Nvidia. Behavioral finance dynamics also differ in how these companies are perceived. Broadcom's acquisition-heavy approach can lead to investor expectations of continual growth through deals, while Nvidia's focus on cutting-edge technology attracts investors' entry.
And unlike Intel, which has faced challenges in maintaining its technological leadership, Broadcom has focused on diversifying its revenue streams through acquisitions. This creates a different kind of investor confidence, one that's based on strategic positioning rather than solely on product innovation.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Broadcom, the focus on strategic acquisitions and market positioning has created a strong foundation that appeals to investors looking for stability and growth through consolidation.
To sum up, Broadcom's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their acquisition strategy, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Broadcom's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.